Lively Stones Meditations for Tuesday, 21st February, 2023. Fresh Water. Reading Revelation 22, verses 1 to 2. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Jesus said, "But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life." John 4, verses 13 to 14 in the New Living Translation. The New King James Version uses the expression "a fountain of water springing up" instead of "a fresh bubbling stream." A week ago, Milady said that the Lord had given her the words "fresh water," and we felt to look at this in our Tuesday gathering. The Holy Spirit presence in our meeting was palpable, with that fresh bubbling spring leading us to examine scripture verses in a variety of chapters. This was revealing the repeated result of the fresh water of the Holy Spirit, as it was the outpouring of the fruit of that Spirit. We can see from Ezekiel's chapter on the healing river that this fresh water always flows from the sanctuary, bringing forth abundance in all kinds of trees. What we have to recognize in this Spirit word, drinking from the water of the word, that is that these trees represent souls filled with the Holy Spirit, who then spread forth his presence and gospel message, bringing others to know the Lord's covering and restoration, which is the spiritual fruit of his provision and feeding, and his protective covering for restorative healing. When we look at the dreadful state of the world in these times, it is the easiest thing to become downcast. We must remember that it was ever thus, and that our well-being, both natural and spiritual, cannot depend on what is outside of us and beyond our control. The only real control is that we have to care for the inside of us by choosing to take fresh water from the eternal fountain, our Lord Jesus Christ. Meditate on these things. Reading from Ezekiel 47, verses 10 and 12. It shall be that fishermen will stand by it from En-Gedi, which means the fountain of a young goat, from a word meaning to cut through by a stream, in other words, a riverbank, to En-Eglaim, meaning fountain of two calves, from a word for frisking around. They will be places for spreading their nets. Their fish will be of the same kinds as the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many. But its swamps and marshes will not be healed. They will be given over to salt. Along the bank of the river, on this side and that, will grow all kinds of trees used for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month, because their water flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for medicine. Prayer requires faith. God puts us in circumstances where he can answer the prayer of his Son and the prayer of the Holy Spirit. From Disciples Indeed by Oswald Chambers.